Workplace hazards. Workplace regulations and standards like WHMIS, Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System, and OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, are of paramount importance to towing operators, especially during cleanup operations. Towing professionals often encounter hazardous materials, such as oil spills, chemical leaks, or damaged vehicles containing potentially dangerous substances. WISE and OSHA regulations provide crucial guidelines and protocols for identifying, handling, and disposing of hazardous materials safely. They ensure that towing operators are equipped with the knowledge and training needed to mitigate risks during cleanup tasks, protecting not only their own health and safety but also the environment and the communities they serve. Compliance with these regulations is essential for minimizing accidents, injuries, and environmental damage while upholding the highest standards of professionalism and responsibility in the towing industry. Regulation 860. Regulation 860, also known as the Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System, WHMIS, regulation, is a specific regulation in the province of Ontario, Canada. It is part of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, OHSA, and focuses on the safe handling, use, storage, and disclosure of hazardous materials and chemicals in the workplace. The primary purpose of Regulation 860 is to ensure that workers in Ontario have access to comprehensive information about the hazardous materials they may come into contact with during their work. It mandates that employers provide appropriate training, labeling, safety data sheets, SDS, and hazard communication to employees working with or near hazardous substances. Key components of Regulation 860 include classification of hazardous products. Employers must classify hazardous products in the workplace and ensure that they are appropriately labeled with WHMIS pictograms, signal words, and hazard statements. Safety data sheets, SDS. Employers must obtain or prepare SDS for each hazardous product in the workplace. SDS provide detailed information about the product's properties, hazards, safe handling, and emergency measures. Education and training. Employers are required to provide WHMIS training to employees who work with or may be exposed to hazardous materials. This training covers the identification of hazards, safe handling procedures, and emergency response protocols. Supplier labeling. Suppliers of hazardous products must label their products according to WHMIS requirements, ensuring that end users, employers, and workers have access to hazard information. Worker education. Workers are entitled to receive information about the hazardous materials they may encounter in the workplace and must be trained in how to use, store, and handle these materials safely. Employer responsibilities. Employers are responsible for ensuring that WHMIS regulations are followed in their workplace, including labeling, providing SDS, and conducting training. Regulation 860 aligns with the broader goal of promoting workplace safety and protecting the health of workers in Ontario by reducing the risks associated with hazardous materials. It helps ensure that employees have the knowledge and resources needed to work safely around hazardous chemicals and substances. WHMIS stands for the Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System. It is a comprehensive system of hazard communication and product labeling used in Canada to provide information about hazardous materials in the workplace. WISE was developed to ensure that workers have access to essential information about the safe use, handling, storage, and disposal of hazardous substances they may encounter on the job. Key components of WHMIS include classification of hazardous products. Hazardous products are classified into various categories based on their potential health and safety hazards. Safety data sheets. SDS. Manufacturers and suppliers of hazardous products are required to provide SDS that contain detailed information about the product's properties, hazards, safe handling, and emergency response procedures. Labeling. Hazardous products must be properly labeled with WHMIS pictograms, signal words, and hazard statements to indicate their potential risks. Training and education. Employers are responsible for ensuring that workers receive appropriate training and education on the hazards associated with the materials they work with and how to work with them safely. Worker rights. Workers have the right to access information about hazardous products in their workplace and to participate in WHMIS training programs. WISE is crucial for protecting the health and safety of workers in Canada by providing them with the knowledge and resources needed to handle hazardous materials safely. It helps prevent workplace accidents and illnesses related to the mishandling of hazardous substances. WISE is aligned with international hazard communication systems, such as the Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals, GHS, to ensure consistency and effectiveness in hazard communication worldwide. OSHA. OSHA stands for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. It is a federal agency within the United States Department of Labor. OSHA's primary mission is to ensure safe and healthy working conditions for American workers by enforcing workplace safety and health regulations and standards. OSHA was established under the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970 and has the authority to develop and enforce safety and health regulations, conduct workplace inspections, provide training and education, and promote safety awareness. Key functions and responsibilities of OSHA include setting and enforcing standards. OSHA sets and enforces safety and health standards for a wide range of industries and workplaces. These standards are designed to protect workers from various workplace hazards, such as chemical exposures, machinery dangers, fall hazards, and more. Workplace inspections. OSHA conducts inspections of workplaces to ensure compliance with safety and health regulations. These inspections may be routine or initiated in response to complaints, accidents, or specific concerns. Education and training. OSHA offers training programs and resources to educate employers and workers about workplace safety and health practices. This includes guidelines, publications, and outreach initiatives. Record keeping and reporting. Employers are required to maintain records of workplace injuries and illnesses, and they must report serious injuries and fatalities to OSHA. Whistleblower protection. OSHA provides protection to workers who report safety and health violations, whistleblowers, and ensures that they are not subjected to retaliation by their employers. Cooperation and partnerships. OSHA collaborates with employers, labor organizations, and other stakeholders to improve workplace safety and health through partnerships and cooperative programs. OSHA plays a critical role in reducing workplace injuries, illnesses, and fatalities by promoting safety awareness, enforcing safety standards, and providing resources and guidance to employers and workers.